Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we are super excited because we have the OG of the OC, Vicki Gumvelson, here today. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, sweetie. Good to meet you both.
Great to meet you. We're super excited because not only are you returning to Real Housewives of Orange County, but you just did an amazing Air Sculpt body contouring procedure that we want to know about. So tell us what made you get this procedure.
So I'm going to blame Leanne Locken, but I'm going to also thank Leanne Locken. I was in the Hamptons this summer, and we were just talking about getting old and how we hate it and our asses look shitty and all that good stuff. And she's like, I just had Air Sculpt. I'm like, what the heck is that? And she went in and told me a little bit about it. It's not liposuction. It's a smoothing treatment. And they cut the bands of the cellulite because you boys don't get cellulite. Us girls do. And I was like, sign me up. I'm 60. I hate my ass. And so I went and had a consultation in La Jolla. And I was super excited because I didn't have to go under general anesthetic. So I had a Demerol shot in my arm. I took a little Xanax and then they Novocained, the area they were going to work on. And I was on my tummy working away. So I didn't even know what was going on back there.
Yeah. Well, we saw the before and after, and you look amazing. So kudos to you.
I'm still trying to get better, but you know, at 60, it's not a pretty thing back there.
Of course. Yeah. Did you have any like preconceived notions about the procedure, and what did you know about it before you got all the info?
I knew enough to know that it was different than liposuction. I have heard and had liposuction on my stomach years and years ago when I had a tummy tuck, and it was a nightmare. Very bumpy. They took too much out. It was the wrong doctor, and I'm not a fan of liposuction. So for me, I don't want to be under general anesthetic. I think that every time you go under general anesthetic, you are killing brain cells. You are jeopardizing your life. And I just felt like it was a proper thing to do at this time in my life is to be awake and know what's going on. Because, you know, at any point in time, you can say, stop. I'm not happy with the pain or this or that. And there was a little bit of pain when they were injecting the Novocaine. But other than that, I was good. So
what did you like about this specific procedure the most?
So what I liked about it was there's a smoothing treatment. So after the doctor cut the bands of the cellulite, so you boys don't get cellulite, us girls do. I hate that. And cellulite's not pretty. I don't care who you are. I don't have a lot of it because I'm thin, but after I lost like 20 pounds from my highest weight to now, and it just didn't look good. I mean, it didn't look smooth. I work out, I do my Peloton, I do my weights, but there's only so much you can do. So I have a band, what's called a banana something. I think it's a banana boat or banana. There's something behind my, what's it called? A banana flap? I don't know. But a lot of women, when we have our butt and then it's supposed to go in and then into the leg, mine was like all one. So, and there was a row of just fat or cellulite, and it was all one area. So I wanted a definition between my butt and my leg, and I have it now. So next week I'll be in Puerto Vallarta sporting off my new bathing suits. And in the past, I always wore my sarong to the pool, my sarong out of the pool, and very self-conscious about my butt and my thighs. So I don't have big thighs, but they're not perfect, and they're still not perfect, but they're better. Mm-hmm. And so I went in with a very mature conscious that it's not going to be my 20-year-old body that I was used to. Mm-hmm. But if it's better than what I have, I'm all about it. It's like painting your house. You got to keep up on it.
Yeah.
Now you get to show off your new look in Mexico. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I'm super excited. So tomorrow I'm going to Chicago, negative 30, snow.
Oh, yeah.
Next day I'm in my condo, so I'm good.
And just in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, considering this procedure went so well and you seem so pleased with the results, does this make you want to do other procedures or anything else with hair?
I asked Leanne, I said, so what else are we doing next? She goes, I just did the front of my legs. I'm like, the front of my legs are good. So it was just interesting. So she's a big advocate for it because, again, no general anesthetic. You got two nurses and the doctor in there. They ask you the whole time, are you good? Are you in any pain? If you are, we'll give you more Novocaine or more pain relief. And I had another gentleman there videoing. And the whole time it was very professional.
Yeah.
I wanted to laugh about whatever. But I just thought, you know what, I'm going to bring out my iPhone and I'm going to start.
Yeah, I saw you doing work while the procedure. Yeah,
it was distracting for me. And why not keep up on my 500 emails that come in an hour? So I have to do something in order to distract me from something.
Yeah. And it was good to show. Yeah. It seemed pretty painless. I mean, I know you said you had some numbing going on, but other than that, you seemed pretty...
I was good.
Ill and happy and, carefree. So,
yeah, so how good it was is afterwards I put my Garmin on because I had the Demerol and the Xanax. And my girlfriend drove me and she's like, do you want to go to lunch? I'm like, sure, let's go to lunch. So we went to lunch. Sitting down was a little challenging because my butt was worked on. And 2 days later, I was on a 6-hour flight to BravoCon and I wore my garment. It's a one piece kind of strap. And then I wore my own bra, but it sucks you in, keeps everything tight. Mm-hmm. It felt good on me. I was very black and blue for about a week. I didn't even tell my boyfriend I was doing it till I might've had to tell him before I left for Bravo. Kind of say, I had a little something, something while you were in Texas. And I showed him, he's like, what happened? It looked like you were beat up. He said, it'll be fine. And the week it was, I did Arnica and bromelain. It was, bruising is no big deal. I mean, that's going to recover. So no stitches, no scalpel, just a little punch hole and you can't even tell where it was done. So
yeah,
very happy about that.
You said
recommended this to anyone when you were at BravoCon to Tamara or any of the other women.
I didn't tell them I had it done.
Mm.
I know.
Well, they're going to tell you how amazing you look, I'm sure, the next time they see you in a bathing suit or...
Mm-hmm. Nobody knew. So, as you get older, some people call me vain. Some people say, oh, you're doing whatever. For me, if I can be the best that I can be, whether it's working out or whether it's going for a suntan, a spray tan, going for a facelift or an eye lift or breast augmentation, I need to feel my best. And I'm a public figure. I am speaking a lot. I work a lot. And I have to keep up on me. If I start falling apart, then I'm not optimized.
Yeah. I was going to say we talked about you returning to Orange County. Did that play any part in wanting this procedure? Or is this just you were going to do it regardless?
This is for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to retire in Mexico. I'm working towards that. I'm building my third house there.
Wow.
So, it's a beautiful place and you're in shorts and bathing suits and sundresses all day long.
Yeah.
And, who's to say 60 has to be, an old lady. I want to be modest, but also be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How, you said you're close to retiring. How far along are you in terms of retiring and how much work do you have left?
I'm building my life to work remotely with my career. I don't know if you can tell behind with the blurred, but I love my clients. I love what I do for a living. I don't love working 15 hours a day. I've done that since I was, 18, 19 years old. I need a better balance. And for me, it's going to be Puerto Vallarta at least 3 to 4 months a year. My boyfriend lives in Texas. I'll go see him. And then I have my place here and then my daughter's place in Chicago. So I have to create joy in my life. And so to do that, I have to not just work. Okay. I don't have any hobbies. I don't play pickleball. I don't golf. I want to get a hobby. I want to do something that it's not just work. And my whole life has been supporting my family, supporting my children, supporting my staff. And now it's my time.
Yeah. You know? Sounds about yourself first, for sure.
So yeah. It's good.
You're also making a special comeback to Orange County, Real Houses of Orange County. I know you're saying it's a little, but we're excited either way.
The Tres Amigos is going to be back. The Tres Amigos is
coming. Yes, that's what we're excited for.
Yeah.
What kind of role is this going to be for you? Do you think, is it just cameos? Is it open? Are you open to more?
I'm always open to more. I love Bravo. I love TV. Mm-hmm. I feel like my life isn't over yet, you know, and I went through a really bad, tough time last year. And I filmed the Berkshires and I should have probably stayed home and cried, but I went and, but I wasn't me. So I'm me now. I'm full. I'm happy. I'm the best that I've been mentally for a long time, but it took a lot to get here. It was a horrible, horrible time in my life, to be betrayed like that and, you know, replaced with a 30-year-old, like really.
Yeah.
You know, just a new way to look at life now.
Yeah. And so much of your life has changed since you left the show a few years ago. Was it different being back with the girls and filming again? Did it feel like a whole different experience this time?
No, it's good. You know, Tamara, Shannon and I have a very strong bond. And so they were very much a proponent of me coming back on. And you know, they were my biggest cheerleader. And so, you know, if they felt threatened by me, they wouldn't have wanted me back on. And so they approached the production company and the production company said, you know, we want her back. So I came back a little bit. I went on one of the cast trips and it was a lot of fun. So we had ourselves back together and that is, we're strong together and it's not fake. It's real. We went out for dinner the other night. I talked to Shannon and Tamara almost every day. We're true friends. And so when you're true friends and not just cast members, mm-hmm. life is easier that way. So it's good for me to have them be my cheerleader. Excuse me, not now. So my plant lady wants to water my plants and I'm
she can wait.
I know. Hold on one moment. Because she would be distracting. So for me it's good. They were good for me to come back on.
Yeah. Obviously the three of you went through some rough times over the years. How hard was that coming back together? Was it kind of instant once you got physically together?
Yeah, we hadn't had any issues Tamara and I have always been fighting. Yeah. And I never know if it's real or not. So I'm just like, do you still have me? She's like, yeah, sugar tits. I'm like, okay. So she called me sugar tits yesterday. I'm like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Gotta love Tamara. Shannon, however, didn't talk to me for 2 years and I had no idea why. And I asked her the other day, she's like, I really don't want to talk about it. I'm like, okay. But she was on, I wasn't. Maybe she was divided on.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Am I friends with Iggy? Am I not friends with Iggy? I just love Shannon. So, you know, there's no reason to fight.
Absolutely. So we know you're on good terms with those two. What about the other girls you filmed with? You know, Heather, Gina, Emily, where do you stand with the other women?
I'm fine with Heather. Gina and Emily, I mean, there's no real relationship there. They're fine. I mean, truly, they're fine. Emily's great. Gina's fine. I don't have a relationship with them. We don't talk. We don't. There's no common.
It's more like colleagues.
Yeah.
No
friends. What do you think about them being on the show? Because they've been around for a couple of years now. What do you think about their roles in the show?
I don't really understand it. Mm. I don't. When I created the show with, you know, Scott Dunlap and Gina and Keo and I, mm-hmm. we were about women working, showing our true life, and it just changed, you know, everything just changed. They brought in people that were friends together. And I don't know if it's worked as well. Obviously it hasn't because the ratings have gone down.
Yeah.
We'll see. you know, Bravo knows what they're doing. They've had new executives come in, and we'll see.
Yeah, I think with you and Tamara coming back and even having, you know, an injection of Taylor from Beverly Hills, it's a lot of nostalgia coming back for the fans. I think it's going to really help the show.
It's going to feel real again, too, I think. That it's, like you said, the Trace Amigas, there's genuine relationships there, not just people that were plucked out of anywhere, to be honest, TV show.
Right. You can't just bring somebody from another, you know, city or another town and just plop them in and say, okay, be friends with these girls. They've had, you know, 17 years watching me on TV, so they know me. I know nothing about them, and I probably don't like them because I don't like a lot of girls. I like boys. Like, I am not very, I have my very small circle of my friends.
I still.
You know, it's kind of tough for me to bring new people in. It always has been. I feel territorial, for whatever it's worth.
What have you heard about Heather possibly leaving the show and going to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Do you know anything?
I have no idea. I have no idea if it's true.
Is there any, was there any falling out that maybe have led to that you could tease?
I think Heather is LA. I don't think Heather's Orange County. She's always loved LA. She's been in LA. Her husband works in LA.
She was an actress.
I think she fits in, especially with her money. I mean, she's definitely an LA person. We can't hang with Heather financially. I mean, I couldn't pay her electric bill, nor would I want to.
Yeah, nor would you want to, no.
I don't want that stress.
Yeah. On the flip side of that, how did you feel like Taylor did coming from Beverly Hills with the OC girls?
Well, Taylor's lived in Orange County for a while. And in fact, her and I are members of the Coda de Casa Country Club. And so I saw Taylor a lot there. And, you know, I didn't really think they would bring her back. But then when I did Ultimate Girls Trip with her, I think that they were testing the waters if she was a good fit or not. And obviously, you know, I think they brought her back as a friend, not a, you know, original or a full-timer. But, you know, she's got her own life and her own story and, you know, all that stuff. So I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Are there any cast trips that you went on this season?
There is. There is. I did go on a cast trip at the very last minute. It was like one day notice. I'm like, you're going here. I'm like, okay, where am I going now? I said, Linda, clear the calendar. And she's like, I don't know. A lot of my cast members or viewers knew Linda. She's worked for me for like 100 years. And she's like, you're not going anywhere. I'm like, clear the calendar. I'm going tomorrow, you know? So she keeps me in line, but it's good. So you'll see that.
We've seen the cast change so much. I'm curious, Vicky, what do you think is like the ideal OC cast just for, not only for yourself, because assuming you would be a part of it, but also for the viewers? What do you think that the Bravo fans would want to see?
Well, of course, the Trace Amigas, right? And I think it's always good to bring back in the old ones. And then that's why they're doing these legacy shows, the Ultimate Girls Trips.
Yeah.
I do believe there's room for the younger ones. But most of the people that I run into say, I watched you since I was in college and now they're in their 40s. Like, it's like, are you kidding me? My life isn't over yet. There is so much that Bravo has missed of this crazy ass life that I lead. I think that fun, needs to come back in and stop with all this drama. Yes, I'll have an opinion and yes, I'll say X, Y, Z, but I don't think it has to get so dark and deep. If I want to do plastic surgery on my ass, or if Tamara wants to do, you know, breast surgery, take them in, take them out. Shan wants to do a face up, whatever it is, it's true reality. Whether I'm filming a reality show or not, I'm going to do that. And I think that's okay for the viewers to see, is it's okay to try to enhance your looks. And that's why I did this air sculpt, is because I wanted to look better and I wanted to do whatever I could do to be better. And that's why I'm publicly talking about it, is I'm 60 flipping years old. I was born in 1962. I have no idea how all of a sudden, lickety split, I got to be 60. I started the show when I was 42. Wow. Like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
You guys were probably not even born yet, but you guys, it's crazy to think 18 years of my life has been public.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as old as some of the people are listening to this, I have been on TV for 18 years on a reality show, through my marriages, through a horrible relationship. I just want my love tank filled and I want to be happy. That's it. And I want honest people around me. And I want my ass fixed if I want it.
And you deserve it.
Yeah.
So, it's been good.
Yeah.
How is your dating life going? I know you talked about your boyfriend living in Texas and, you know, traveling to him and stuff. How's it going overall?
It's a challenge. Mm. I don't want to be single. I told him from date two, I am not a single girl. I don't date around. If I have sex with you, we're getting married. That's my mindset. And he's like, you just asked me to marry you when we've only been dating a month. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I gave my body to you. And, you know, whether you believe in premarital sex or not, I'm 60 years old. So I'm going to probably have sex if I'm dating you long term. But I don't even think in my brain like, oh, this is just somebody. This is somebody I want to be with for the rest of my life, or I wouldn't be in this position. Uh-huh. So I don't know if he's there, but I talked to him about it. I said, listen, don't waste my time. If you don't want a long-term marriage relationship, let me go now. And he's like, you're not going anywhere. So, but there is a challenge. He lives in Texas.
Yeah. How did you guys meet?
You know, part-time, 80% in California.
Yeah, how did you meet?
Kelly Dodd.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I had actually met my boyfriend 7 years ago at Fleming's in Newport Beach. And I didn't remember him, but he remembered me. And I had his name in my phone book. So I'm like, okay.
So the timing, I guess, was just off.
It's a very mature relationship. It's very healthy. Mm-hmm. He's got money. I don't need his money. Yeah. And he's got a beautiful daughter. We're all going to Mexico next week, celebrating New Year's together. So I'm cautiously optimistic.
There could be an engagement coming up, I guess.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm cautiously optimistic that he's my person.
Oh, how does he feel about the show? And
he hates it.
Really?
Yes. He doesn't want to be public at all. So if I post a picture of him, he gets upset. Not like my ex. He's all about, you know, Instagram and Facebook.
He liked it too much.
Well, it's a time sucker. And if you are a developer and you're a businessman and you are dealing with big projects, you don't want to be attached to a reality show.
Yeah.
He gets kind of crazy a little bit at times. I go, well, I am, but it's for a reason. If somebody says I look like a pig, like Kelly Dodd did it 1 year, or say I'm a con woman, I'm going to freaking come unleashed. But he doesn't know that. He doesn't know that personality of mine.
Mm. You know? So I like to keep them separate too.
But I'm like, yes, you know, I got to defend myself when I have to.
Yeah, for sure.
And assuming you keep filming the show, would that just not, he's just not interested in doing that?
As of now, no, but you know.
It's
my life. I said, that'd be like me saying to him, don't develop this next project and don't live in Austin.
Yeah.
This is what he does for a living. And he's incredibly good at it. And I feel like I'm incredibly good at my careers, whether it's financial planning and insurance or reality TV. I like that. And I want him to embrace it. I'm not going to tell him not to do his, you know, career goals. Mm-hmm. So we're navigating that, but he's a private person. So.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Has he met Tamara and Shannon?
Yes.
Oh, and they hit it off.
Shannon knew him in Newport before all this. So yeah, they're good. I said to Tamara, she's not getting too close to anybody because, you know, she's going to find something wrong and then say, I told you so.
arm's length. Yeah. Keep that distance.
Yeah. Said you could not know him very well. So.
Well, we are excited to see what transpires in season 17 of Real Housewives of Orange County. And we're so thankful that you've shared your AirSculpt procedure with us and your results. You look amazing.
I really do.
And I hope you have a great time in Mexico. That sounds like a lot of fun.
You got to follow me on Instagram because I'm going to be whooping it up.
Well, we already do. We do.
You know that I'm going to be whooping it up there. I'm going to dance on the bar top and on delays, and I'm going to do ATVing, and I'm going to jump off of a boat, and I'm going to go all these different places. So you know, I document my life there because I just love it so much. So
you're whooping it up right into 2023.
Yes. Amen. So well, New Year's will be in Puerto Vallarta for me.
Good. Thank you so much, Vicky. It was a pleasure.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Holidays.
Okay. Take care. Okay, bye.